On a cold November night in the woods of Sleepy Hollow in 1855, Henry and Elizabeth were playing in the woods. "Let's play hide and seek," says Henry. "Okay," Elizabeth agrees. Henry runs into the woods to hide. 58, 59, 60. "Ready or not, here I come." Henry is hiding behind a tree as he hears Elizabeth run off to find him. Henry thought what he saw was Elizabeth when a dark shadow approached him. "Oh my, you found me, Elizabeth." But Elizabeth so silent. It wasn't Elizabeth. Is a headless man with a pumpkin in hand riding a big black horse.
Henry runs as fast as he can, shaking with fear. The horseman is traveling behind him. He is sprinting through the woods and then runs into Elizabeth. "Henry, why are you running? What is wrong?" Elizabeth says. "No time to talk. Run to the village." Henry and Elizabeth take off while still looking back and seeing the horseman behind them.
They finally arrive at the village, shaking with fear. "He is gone," Henry says with joy. "Henry, what is going on?" Elizabeth says, looking worried. "I was hiding when I saw him. I thought it was you, but it was him."
"The headless horseman," Henry explains. "Are you sure? How did you know it was him?" "He was headless and was riding a tall, skinny black horse." Elizabeth was petrified, had a petrified look on her face. "Well, we have to go find him, Henry. What if he comes to the village?" Elizabeth tells Henry. "I guess you are right, Elizabeth. Let's go find him." Elizabeth and Henry are sneaking through the woods looking for the monster. They have been searching for him forever. They are about to give up when they hear the crunching of leaves feet away. They turn towards the sound suddenly. "What was that?" Elizabeth whispers. Before Henry can say another word, the horseman grabs both of their arms, throws them into the coffin, and rides away.
This is our podcast about the Headless Horseman.
The Headless Horseman is a horseman with no head and rides a horse.
So, Kate, where is the Headless Horseman from?
He's from Sleepy Hollow, New York, during the American Revolution.
Very interesting.
You want to hear a Halloween joke?
Sure.
What's a ghost's favorite pie?
What?
Boo beer pie.
So, Kate, what can the Headless Horseman do? What are his abilities?
He rides on a carriage made of bones, coffins, and tombstones pulled by six fire-breathing headless horses who serve to take death to the poor souls whose time on earth has come to an end.
Ooh, very scary. What are his weaknesses?
He must be back at his resting place by dawn or he'll die.
When did the Headless Horseman first appear in stories?
His first story was in 1820 and is still popular today. His most recent story is Headless Horseman Hayrides.
What other monsters are similar to him?
Ghosts of the Headless Woman, Pub, Headless Mule, and Iwapanoa.
What other nicknames does it have?
It is also called the Dolman and the Ikenham Crane.
Well, that is it for our podcast.
I have one last joke. What do elves eat for breakfast?
What?
Frosted Flakes!
All right, that's it. Bye.